This is WSKG News. New York State on Monday gave 3 full casino licenses to the sites that got a recommendation last year, but Southern Tier residents will have to hold out a bit longer as Tioga Downs still waits for its official license. Ahead of that, WSKG's Brett Jaspers talked to a few workers interested in getting in on the hospitality game.
In Ray Voidot's bartending class at SUNY Broome near Binghamton, students learn to prep the bar, mix drinks, and wash dishes. Voidot's lessons include some of what you'd expect in a bartending class.
Make sure you have olives. Make sure you have onions.
I don't waste ice. You have too much ice in there.
Well, you're not shaking this drink. This is what? This is stirred. Less agitation means less melt, right? Means less ice needed in the tumbler.
The nitty-gritty. He also sprinkles in lessons on the big picture, like this.
It's not just the drink, it's the entire experience. That's what you must always keep in your mind. I serve an experience to you. The whole thing, from preparation to final service, to even how I clean the glass.
And serving the region is something Voidot thinks his hospitality programs should do.
I really do think that what we should be doing is helping train the population locally that wants to stay local in jobs that are available to them.
Leah White of Vestal is one such resident. She's president of the hospitality club at SUNY Broome and working toward degrees in hotel restaurant management and events management. Though she's thinking about leaving the area for further schooling, she sees opportunity at Tioga Downs.
If they open a hotel up there and everything, like I've heard that they've got planned, I would love to work up there because that'd be right up my alley.
And yet others are looking to get training and leave. Connie McIntyre of Endicott wants to follow family that moved to Florida.
It just seems like it's so profitable down there. It just seems like there's so many opportunities down there. So, I mean, I was born and raised here, but I've been laid off from so many places that it just, you know, I came back to school at 45.
Of course, hotel and restaurant jobs can be found in lots of places. Jobs for car dealers, while growing, are less common. Voidot's colleague Bernadette Qualia teaches a class on how to be a dealer. I asked her to teach me a few of the basics. Turns out, handing out chips to players is pretty hard.
Don't be shy. Just go right into that chip like this. And you pull off, and you should leave the same amount.
Yeah, I can see how that would be really frustrating.
Yeah, it is frustrating.
Qualia was a dealer and a pit boss, or manager, for a casino on a Carnival cruise ship. She's a proponent of the industry to her students. It's exciting, and there's opportunity for advancement, she says. And Qualia doesn't think too many out-of-work dealers from Atlantic City will be coming up to work at Tioga Downs.
I don't know how many people that live in different places want to come to this area.
That would leave Southern Tier residents like James Baburchek in a good position. He took Qualia's class last year, but after Tioga Downs didn't get recommended for a license the first time around, he went looking for opportunities in other industries. He's now training to manage a Dollar Tree store. Baburchek wasn't willing to move away for a job as a dealer.
My niece is a huge part of my life. And if I wasn't in this area, I feel like I would miss her growing up. Granted, there's technology where I can FaceTime with her and all that. But she's 7. Like, she's my buddy.
Baburchek is thrilled Tioga Downs might let him do both. See his niece grow up and work as a car dealer. He's going to a career summit there on Monday, but he might stay in retail. It comes down to money for him. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says your average dealer in New York makes about $13 an hour, and that number includes some tips. Making bigger money on tips depends on how many people turn up to gamble at Tioga Downs and how rich they are. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.